Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. Become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation and check out recent shows where we talked about the creepy shadow entity known as the Hat Man, the troubling demise of the Great Barrier Reef, and the remarkable power of prayer. Head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for the Coast Insider to start listening.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Okay, welcome back. Nancy Dennison with us. Nancy, what happens when a evil person dies, a serial killer, some despicable human? When they die, what happens?
The same thing that happens with all of us. We automatically wake up from human life and resume spiritual life in the afterlife. Remember, at the beginning I said that, you know, when we look at a human being, we're not the body part. The body part dies and returns to chemical elements. We're the soul part, and the soul part is Source's own self-awareness. And it's the body part that does all the things that we call evil.
But I mean, what about the soul of that serial killer?
The soul of the serial killer has just been along for the ride. It's not responsible for the acts of the body.
So it does not create the personality or contribute to that or anything like that?
Well, of course we do contribute to it. Human animals have built-in character traits that Source designed into them, and all of them have the same character traits. They don't all play out the same way in every human life. We souls inside the bodies have unique personalities that Source has designed into us. And our personalities can interact with the human personality, and that's why we get such, you know, that feeling where you have a devil on one shoulder and an angel on the other.
Yep, those talking back and forth.
The conflict. Those conflicts are created because there's really two personalities in one body. But most people do not allow themselves, the soul inside, most souls do not allow themselves to control the human body because they don't know they can do that. That's one of the things I learned in the afterlife, and one of the reasons I came back to human life was to tell people we can exercise control over these bodies. We do not have to go along for the ride.
See, I will agree that modern religion, and modern religion being religions since the beginning of time, actually, that organized religion created the fear in people to have order and control and everything. So you say, you know, if you're bad, you're going to go to hell. If you do this, this is going to happen to you. Because they were creating rules of living and standards for people. And I think they needed to scare people that if you don't abide by these rules, and when you die, these wretched, horrible things are going to happen to you. I'm not sure that happens. And you have just basically cooperated that.
And I think you perfectly described the basis for not only religion, but law and societal norms and cultures. Again, humans are barely domesticated wild animals, and controls have to be put on them or they will act in antisocial ways. And that's why parents have to train their children, you know, not to use the bathroom on the street, and not to hit other people, not to steal what they have. You know, humans have to be taught to behave. But the whole idea of that, you know, we are separate people and that evil people will go someplace other than heaven exists because of amnesia. The only way that Source could have true and believable experiences in physical matter was if it gave itself amnesia as to who it really is. And so when we incarnate, and even when we're in the afterlife, we believe with our whole hearts that we are unique individuals, we are separate from Source, that we are living lives that have consequences, and that we have to earn our way into heaven. And that's a very natural and normal way for us to think when we're inside these bodies.
What do you think a soul is? based on your experience.
Yeah, my definition of a soul is source's own self-awareness. It's the same phenomenon as when we dream. We're always one of the characters in the dream. We're inside one of the dream characters looking out and interacting with the other characters. We're watching and participating in the dream through that character. That's what souls are. That's souls are source, inside characters and things, looking out, experiencing physical matter through that creature or that thing or that whatever. And the same source, self-awareness, the same soul is inside everything. You know, humans and horses and cows and pigs and trees and rocks and rivers and wind and planets and stars and all of it. There's just one soul. We're just all parts of it.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.